we can really spend lots of time on all the different nikudas here, but we have to concentrate on something. So I think I'll speak about tonight. Speaking to Ayam a little bit also, let's just go through the Makairis now. This question about what's the correct bracha on granola bars and on rice cakes, right? What's the question? So the question is that we know that, let's say, on oatmeal, right, that everybody agrees you make a mezainis on. So you took oats, you cooked them, and it became this mush. That's clear that you make a mezainis on that. So why is that clear that you make a mezainis on that? Even though you haven't made bread out of it, you haven't made a cookie out of it, all you've done is basically cook the raw oats until they've turned into a mush, because that's what's called a maisa kedera. Now, the qualification of a mezainis is maisa kedera. Grain is not a mezainis. Being grain is a prerequisite to be mezainis, but that in itself is not enough to give you the bracha of mezainis. The bracha of mezainis requires maisa kedera. Maisa kedera, by definition, needs cooking and baking. That's clear. Now, the question is that enough? Cooking or baking, is that sufficient? Or do we need a step more than that to qualify as a maisa kedera? In other words, if you take a single grain, kernel of wheat, and put it in your microwave, and pop it, right, some butter, or whatever, do you make a mezainis on that or not? Is that a maisa kedera? Or just the fact that it's cooked is not yet enough to define it as maisa? This is the big question. This is the sugya question. Then it gets to, once you finish with the sugi, we can start trying to figure out what should be the correct bracha on granola and on rice cakes. We'll talk about the matzis in a minute. First, let's define the halach. So the Gemara said, really, let's start this way. The Gemara said on Lamed Zayin. The Gemara said, Akaisis is achita, you make a bar pri adama. Tachna afla bishla, you make a bar min mezainis. Then the Gemara said the same thing with rice. Same thing. If you eat it raw, you make a bar pi adama, tachna afa bishla, you make a bar min mezainis. So now, really, there's a big gap that the Gemara doesn't cover. In other words, it says, you took a chita, you eat it raw. That's kaisis. Kaisis is when you eat it raw, it's not a normal way to eat it. That's bar pi adama. You took a rice, you ate it, you chewed on it raw, that's bar pi adama. Then it says, you ground it and cooked it or baked it. Or cooked it and baked it. Right? What about if you didn't grind it? You took it and cooked it, and now you're eating your individual piece of rice, or you're eating your individual, that the rice it doesn't discuss. So it discusses what's the halacha when you eat it raw, that's adama, and it discusses what's the halacha when you ground it and cooked it or baked it, which means you made a mush out of it, you made a maisa kedera out of it. What if it was individual? That's not discussed. So Rabbi Yaina is medayik the halacha from the Gemara really before this whole sugi started. The Gemara said, Chavitz Kedera V'chein, this is on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis, before the two dots, before the Gufa on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, it said Chavitz Kedera V'chein Daisa Rav Yehuda Mishakal Nivadvare, and Rav Kahana said Barim in the Mezainis. Right? So what's Chavitz Kedera? So Chavitz Kedera, as she says, is you put some milk together with flour. And then daisa, Rashi says, is chitin kasushim b'machtashes. That means you smashed wheat, and then cooked it together, which would be basically oatmeal. It's just wheat, but it's the same idea, right? You smashed the grain, and then you cooked it. So chavitz kedera is, let's call it a farina, and daisa would be oatmeal, right? So the Gemara says one side is shakal, the other side is mezainis, and we say the one who says mezainis is right, right? Then the Gemara says, but daisa grade, they call them like pligi, regular daisa there. And disagree about where do they talk about daisa ke'ein chavitz kedera. So Rabbanian is medaik this lashon, daisa ke'ein chavitz kedera. And he says as follows. He says, chavitz kedera is a meichel that they make with kemach, with flour, umatil medvash harbe, and they add a lot of honey, and it becomes very thick, ayde dvash, and all that stuff. So that's, I think we would call farina, basically, right? You took flour or a flour-like type of substance, you mixed it with water, it becomes very thick. You mixed it with honey, it became very thick. So that's farina, that's mezainis. Then it says, umida amrina v'chein daisa de ke'ein chavitz kedera, But then the Gemara says, where is the question by Daisa, which is similar to Chavetz Kedera? Shemina, we hear from here, Shlo Yivarach ala Daisa, you can't make a bracha on Daisa, which again is ground up kernels, which in other words we called oatmeal, right? Ground thing. Shlo Yivarach ala Daisa el kishin nichtashu hachitim, the chitim were ground or smashed, v'nidvaku, and they stuck together. V'nasa dumya the Chavetz Kedera, and through that it became similar to a Chavetz Kedera farina. Avalim bishal chitim shleimim, but if you cooked whole kernels of wheat, v'hagarinim aimdim shleimim, and they still are individually whole, in other words, through the cooking process they didn't disintegrate, they're still floating in their soup, individual whole kernels. Okay, so he says that we see from here that kaisis zachita is not limited to raw kernels of wheat. It extends past that, and even cooked kernels of wheat, if they are still whole and they haven't joined together, shmushed together to become one big mush, it's still a hadam. Okay, so now keeping that in mind. So if we take barley, right, and you make yourself a barley soup, right? Now barley soup, generally, depending on how much barley you have in it, so sometimes you put a lot of barley, it becomes like a chalk. But if you don't put so much barley, there's a lot of other things there, then the barley's floating around. Is that barley mezainis, or is it a ha'adama? You cook the barley didn't disintegrate, it's still whole, it's soft, but it's still whole. Is it mezainis, or is it dama? So it would seem from the way the Rabbeinu Yonah categorized this is that it would be hadama, because the barley didn't change. You cooked it, got soft, but it didn't change. It wasn't nidvaku. Hagarinim aimdim shleimim, and the kernels are whole. Now, piece of information: barley, which we use, which is pearled barley, is not whole to begin with. Pearl barley, by definition, is they take it and make it into the shape of a pearl. They cut off part of it. They cut off the bran part of it, whatever it is. It's not whole to begin with. So does that change anything? Very possibly. It's not whole to begin with, so when it's cooked, it's now, so to speak, you've combined being not whole and cooked. Does that change or not? Well, now, before I go further, what bracha do you make on barley soup? Put you on the spot. That was the last time you had barley soup. Don't remember. So, you make a mezainis, right? If I wouldn't have brought this up, you would have said mezainis, right? I imagine you would have said this. We do make a mezainis on barley. That is the halacha. We'll see soon why. But it shouldn't be so simple. That's what I'm just pointing out. It shouldn't be so simple, right? It's gerinu mishlem. So the answer is, part of the answer is what I said, is that it's not whole to begin with. Almost all crushed. Each odor, you know, you can see it, but it's crushed. That's nichtashu. And it's nidda. When you make it, it gets stuck together. So that for sure. That depends. I said, if you make a challah, it's one thing. But sometimes you have barley soup that is like, just has barley floating in it. It's not a. Yeah. That's maisik there. Okay. Right. That's the whole point of the Rabbeinu Yonah. The point of the Rabbeinu Yonah is that an individual grain kernel which has been cooked doesn't qualify as a maisik there. It has to fall apart, it has to break up, it has to become nidvak, something else has to happen, not just, still, if it's alone, we still identify it as grain, not as a maizigadir. Now, let's take a step from this to granola bar. So what's a granola bar? A granola bar really has a double issue in it. There's two real issues here, because number one, on one hand, what's used in granola is oats, pretty much exclusively. And the oats that they use are the same oats that you have in oatmeal, which means that although those have been crushed and cooked, but they've been crushed. So you're starting the process with oats which aren't whole. However, the question is, are you cooking them? That's the question. Because what do you do? How do you make a granola bar or granola? When individual granolas, they just roast them with some honey and whatever. But a granola bar is they mix honey and whatever else they put into it, and they form it into a bar, and then they cook it at about 200 in an oven, basically enough to harden it. I think that's pretty much how it's done. You cook it at a low temperature, I don't know what it is, but a lower temperature, and until it hardens into these bars. And the question is this considered cooking? If this were to be considered cooking, So then this would be a ma'isus who qualifies as a ma'isa gedera. You know, you made a mush, it's honey. It doesn't bother us that it's the honey that's making it into a mush, but it is a mush. Inevitably it's a mush and it's broken up. But the question is, maybe this is not even called cooking. Maybe all this is drying. And if it's not cooked, that's for sure it can't be a ma'isa gedera. Then it's kaisus asachita. That's a shiloh with granola bar. That's why if you look around on the websites and you look around in the brachas books, some say hadama, some say mizainus. That's really the question. Is it a hadama? It used to be that they said like this. The older brachas books used to say that it's for sure hadama, because really it's not kosher. The only possibility it should be mizainus is sometimes certain brands, the oats are cooked before they're used. They're called rolled oats. What they do is they put it under this heavy metal thingy that rolls it out. Some of them are steamed before they roll them to make them softer. And that's considered cooking. And if it's cooked and it's rolled and it's smashed, then it's a ma'isa gedera because it was cooked. So what they would say is that Nature Valley is this, and the other Quaker is that. Well, some are steamed and some are not. That was the old brachas book. The new and improved brachas books now have taken another, some of them take on a new stance that could be the whole thing is considered cooking. This is what Simon Miller holds. That this whole process is already sufficient to be cooking, to be considered cooked. It's yatze lettuce by, even though it's not the classic temperature of cooking is generally 350 or 325. 200 is generally not considered cooked, but I mean, it gets hot. You be chayav for bishul on Shabbos, and we can consider this product the ma'isa gedera. They also make a mizainus. That's what I make as well. The importance of making a mizainus is not so much the bracha rishayna, because your yaitza, you would be yaitza if you made a dhamma. Or mizainus, the real importance is what's the bracha achrayna? Because that's the real big problem with granola bars. Because if it's a hadama, then if you saw that taisis at the side, if you saw it yet, but I think you saw it already, you saw the taisis that says that it's not clear what the bracha achrayna of a kernel of wheat, which you make a hadama on, it's not clear what the bracha achrayna should be. In other words, yes, you're making a hadama on it, but it's shivas aminim. Shivas Aminim needs Me'ein Shalosh. Shivas Aminim needs the bracha that's like benching, because Shivas Aminim. But on the other hand, it's not Mizainis. So what do you say? You can't say Al-Eitz. You can't say Zerun Al-Yayin. And you can't say Al-Paris, because it's not a fruit, and it's not Mizainis. And you can't say Al-Michya, because it's not Mizainis. So Taiz says, well, maybe there's a new one, Al-Hadama. Taiz says, again, you can't make up your own bracha. So Taiz doesn't know what to do. It says, you should only eat a Techasuda. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch as well. Yar Shemaim should only eat a Techasuda. So the whole point of a granola bar is because you don't want to wash, and you don't want to sit down and wash for breakfast, and then Taiz eats your techasuda. He obviously didn't understand the point of a granola bar. So anyway, so if we're going to say you make a hadama on a granola bar, basically we've closed the Jewish market for granola bars. There's no purpose, right? So that's why it's the real importance over here is what's the correct bracha achroina for granola bars. If we say it's a mezainis, then you make an alamichya when you're done. Now, it happens to be the shear is in your typical granola bars, Nature Valley, it'll be 1.5 granola bars. You know, they come with 2 in a pack. 1.5 is a kazayas. So you could avoid the whole problem by just eating one. So that works. That's one option. But if you don't, the 1.5 you've gotten that's a shear. So if it's a mezainis, you have to make an al michya. If you made a hadama, then either you eat a techasuda or you make a bar nefashis. So the bracha rishayna you're good with, regardless.
If you make a mezonos, then you're good to make
an al-michya. Not necessarily. Even if you hold it's mezonos. Oh, yeah. Right. If you're making mezonos and you're yaitza misafek, then I can help you to bracha. Right.
But if you make a hadama, you need 2 bars.
So now you have a safek bracha achrayna. So the Mishavura says that if you really you should be yarishmaim. You should be eating a techazuda. If you didn't, then you make a bernefashas. That's what you do.
But what's the safik
at that point? The safik is, what's the correct bracha achrayna? Really, shivas aminim. So shivas aminim requires behein shalosh, which is ala michya, but you can't say ala michya because it's not mezainis. Ala michya is only for something that's mezainis. So Taisa says, maybe there's a new bracha called ala dama. As I said, I don't know if there's such a bracha. So it's not like, there's no bracha you can make. It's not like, okay, I'll be mighty with this and mighty with that. You're stuck. We don't even know what bracha to make. So that's why it says you should only eat a techasuda.
It just seems funny, if you wanted to bring me a dama.
Yeah. Then you stop. It's a very unique case. That's very unique about it. Yeah. So I said, Bracha Rishon, you're great. It's when you get the Bracha Rishon, you stop.
But according to the Tosfos, the problem with Bracha Rishon, we know what it is. On the Michel, you can't make it on the Michel because you made a person.
No, incorrect.
But you need a Mizonos in the Galen.
No, it's that you can't make al-Michil because this thing is not a Michil.
It is.
It's just a Minim, but it's not a Michil. Michil means it's a Mizonos. It gives you sustenance. This doesn't. It doesn't qualify as a Mizonos. It's one of the Shivas Aminim, but it doesn't qualify as a Mizonos. So al-Michil is wrong. If it's,
why does he say you have to? It seems like the Bracha you make. Not the
Chavit,
it's the Bracha. You can't make a Bracha.
No, he doesn't.
It changes that.
Yeah, he just means that he's just using that as a defining factor. If you can make a Mizonos, that determines that it's a Michil. If you can't make a Mizonos, that determines it's not a Michil. It depends. The both things are dependent on the same thing. Okay? Fine. But getting back to the Bracha Rishon. Yeah, sure.
Chamish is really Dagon or Shivas Aminim?
I'm sorry? Well, Chamesh and Aminim are Shivas Aminim. Oh. All Chamesh and Aminim are part of the Shivas Aminim because the other three, wheat and barley are the first two of the Shivas Aminim, and spelt rye and oats are either under the category of wheat or under the category of barley. Yeah, everything goes under the Shivas Aminim. Well, technically, if you would look at it that way, yeah. But it makes this as relevant in Hilchos Klaim, it's not just in Brachas, in Klaim also. Some of the Chamesh Aminim are oats, and are barley, and some of them are wheat. I think spelt is wheat, and rye and oats are barley, the same family, halachically. I'm sorry? Yes, 100%. Yeah, granola bar would have to be eaten in a sukkah. It's a mezainis. But it's a kazayis, so I mean, really, you would have to eat a kebaya. You have to eat a kebaya to have to eat it in the sukkah. So you eat both. You eat one package, you're still okay. You would have to eat two. That could be easy. No, just two thingies. Yeah. What? Grams? Not grams. Grams a lot. Okay, we'll talk numbers later. This is okay. So let's move on a step a little further. I want to talk about rice. I want to talk about rice cakes also. So now, really, I just started off the granola bar because really the granola bar question is if it's cooked. Now, moving away from that, let's go back to the other thing we were talking about. Even if it is cooked, that's not enough. Like we just said, it needs a little bit more than that. Just cooking it, an individual kernel will still be Hadama until it has formed some form of a Maisa Gedera, either by disintegrating or by smushing together, but we don't know exactly how much. Now, I'm not going to confuse everybody. There's a lot of raid over here in the Mishnah Berurah. It's a big issue because there's a steer in the Mechaber, and the Achorinim try to answer it in different ways. Basically, what Mishnah Berurah says is that if it's cooked enough that it has become very soft, it'll be a Mezainis. So even if it's an individual kernel, but you've cooked it and cooked it and cooked it, that it's very, very, very soft, then it will be a mezainis. So hence, that's why when you have this pearl the barley in your soup, which has become so cooked that it's so very, very soft, that's why you make a mezainis on. So that's as far as that goes. But, if it's not so strongly, not cooked that much, then fine. Now, where is this relevant? This is relevant by if someone eats puffed wheat. Puffed wheat cereals, sugar crisp. There aren't so many that are popular anymore. Puffed wheat, sugar crisp. But at some point, well, they should have. Yeah, in Israel, that's what they do. Or you could buy the Jewish brand. That's an option. That has a brand. Yeah, if you can eat those. So let's say sugar crisp, right, or sugar smacks, or whatever. So those are puffed wheat. So what's a puffed wheat? Puffed wheat is the same as the popcorn. Well, what it is, they take a kernel of wheat and they put it into something called a pistol, where it literally looks like a pistol, and they shoot pressurized steam into it in a small chamber, and it puffs up from the pressure that, the pressure that collects inside the kernel causes it to pop. Same idea as popcorn. And that's it. That's beginning and the end of what's done to it. So it is cooked because steam would be considered cooking, right? It is technically cooked. But it is 100% whole. and it's not soft. It becomes hard, actually. So here you have a wheat kernel, which is an individual wheat kernel, which has been puffed, and has not become soft. So the bracha is hadama. And the bracha kohena is? Same problem. No one knows. What? I'm sorry?
It's in your bowl of cereal.
Correct. Well, then that's not cooking, though. That has to become soft through cooking. You can't just not make it soft.
It's soft enough to eat, though. I mean, you can't.
Well,
eat
it's crunchy,
it
right?
No, yeah, that's
you can eat.
Well, you've made it edible, that's true. But we would call that
a corn kernel or a wheat kernel. It's like you break your chicken.
No, 100%. You've made it edible, but it has this. In order that a singular kernel should get a shemai together, it has to become very soft. That certainly has not happened. You've cooked it enough, you're right, to render it edible, but not enough to make it soft. It's not soup. It's not like the stuff that you would have in your soup. So therefore, the bracha, correct bracha is hadama. And like we said, that once you have a wheat kernel, which is a hadama, then no one knows what the bracha fine is anymore. So then you have that problem. What? That's why no one eats sugar snacks anymore. I'm sure that's why I went out of style. Yeah, anyway, so that's that. Now, moving along to rice cakes, right? Now, rice, what's interesting about rice is that Rabbeinu Yonah, different Rabbeinu Yonah, says rice is different than wheat. Why? He's medayikit from the Braisa. The Braisa also on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph, it said like this. The Braisa said, Eloin Maisa Kedera. What's a Maisa Kedera? Chilka, Targus, I skipped the word Soilus. Zara's arson. What are these things? These are different these are kernels of wheat which have been divided up into different amounts of parts. They put a lot of effort into this. Chilka is 2 parts, Targus is 3 parts, Zoras is 4 parts, Arson is 5 parts. Alright, so there's different methods of smashing up your wheat kernels. And then it says Be'oiris. All those are a Maisa Kedera. And the Marla Matkana says it's a Mezainus. So Rabbeinu Yonah says, why does it say, when we're talking about the wheat kernel, we speak about how many pieces you cut it up into, and when you talk about the iris, it just says iris. It should have said, Elohim Maisa Kedera, Iris Zechita, Keshehain, Chilka Targus, Ariz and Arson, right? Both of them when you cut it up into pieces, but it doesn't say that. When it talks about the wheat, it talks about how many pieces you cut it up into, and it talks about the Ariz just as Ariz. So he's bedaik that Ariz doesn't have this qualification. Ariz is a Maisa Kedera even if it is cooked whole. It'll still be a Maisa Kedera, it'll still be a Mezainus. That's what the Rabbeinu Yonah says, he's bedaik in this price. Now, so if so, let's talk about rice cakes. What are rice cakes? Or, for that matter, we can talk about Rice Krispies for the same money, right? I imagine everybody makes a Mezainus and Rice Krispies. Right. So, well, really, they're not exactly the same. We'll talk about them.
Is crispy like rice powder?
I don't think so, is it? Maybe that's my mistake. Could be right. Well, it doesn't look like it should be red. I thought it was, but it could be red anyway. It doesn't make a difference. It's Mezainus regardless, what I'm about to say. We'll see why. Now, talking about the rice cakes. So the way rice cakes are made is basically they just take raw rice, they put it into a metal pan, which is the shape of the rice cake. They put it through the same type of steam pressurized chamber. The kernels get pressurized, they pop, and they just form together through pressure, and then they form the size of the shape of the cake because they're in that pan, and that's it. That's the whole thing. Now, they are sprayed before they go into the machine, so they are made wet. Not every producer makes it that way. Some do make it wet, some don't make it wet, and the whole reason why they're made wet is they shouldn't burn. Not for any special reason. Not to assist the cooking process. So really, there's no cooking really that goes on. All it is that they're pressurized with steam, which may or may not be considered cooking. And, in addition, they don't become soft. Right? They remain... They're cooked, right? They've been made edible, roasting, cooking, whatever. But they haven't been made soft, right? So they're back to the same like the sugar smacks. However, Rabbeinu Yonah just told us that Erez is different than wheat. Wheat, in order to be a Maisa Kedera, needs to be divided up and crushed up and so on and so forth, whereas Erez doesn't need that. So it would seem that Erez is different, and Erez, even an individual kernel, even if it hasn't become very soft, should qualify and should still be Mezainus. And that's the way the Mechaber Paskin, so you for sure should make a Mezainus on rice cake, provided you make a Mezainus on rice. Which you might not. What do you?
Okay, I don't know.
You make a Mezainus on rice. Presuming
I'm
sorry? So you do?
Yeah.
Some people don't. Some, yeah, I'll tell you why in a minute. But some people don't make a mezainis on rice. But assuming you make a mezainis on rice, you for sure should make a mezainis on rice cakes. Now, the Mechaber says this in Reish Ches. He says, Hakaisis is Sivzayin. Hakaisis is the Iris, someone who eats his Iris raw, Mavarachal Abar Priyadama, like the Bryce has said, because it's raw. Vacharbar Nefashis. Vim Bishloi, and if you cooked it, now the Ramah adds, Adshin Ismayach. It has to get soft. Or Ismayach usually means very soft. So the Magad Avraham over here says, one second, why are you saying it has to get very soft? Rabbeinu Yonah says that Iris is different than wheat. It doesn't need to get very soft. So he says this and he says that. He says maybe he understood Rabbeinu Yonah differently. Basically, the Ramah says it does need to get soft. So this is what makes the question about a rice cake, because really it hasn't gotten soft. And according to Ramah, only if it gets soft do you make a mezainis, otherwise you make adama. So many people do make adama on rice cakes. Those who make a mezainis on rice cakes, they say like this. They say, myself included, they say that it's true, it hasn't really become soft. However, it's become nizdabik. It's become a cake. And nizdabik overrides. Once it's nizdabik, then already that's a mush. That's like an oatmeal. The rice kernels are not whole. Rice kernels are broken. They take off the bran. It's white kernels. That means it took off the outer layer of it. So it's not whole. And they've been stuck together. Now the other people say, well, they're only stuck together artificially. They're stuck together because they were compressed in this metal thing. But they weren't cooked until they got stuck together. And the others say, well, I don't care. They're stuck. They're stuck. And that's what qualifies as a ma'ase keder. So that's where it ends. That's where it starts and that's where it ends. So the question about rice cakes, should they be mezainis, is number one, a machloek is mechaber and ramah. Do we say that rice doesn't need the qualification of wheat? It can be a ma'ase keder without being soft and without being stuck together. Even an individual kernel, as long as it's cooked, will be a mezainis, because the Brady explains rice, that's the derech. It's eaten that way. Kernels are not, but rice is. But even the ramah that disagrees and says, no, it has to get soft, you could still argue that a rice cake is nizdabik, and you've made a cake out of it that itself qualifies as a ma'aseh kedera, and that's why it's a mezainis. So to summarize, granola, the question is it a mezainis, because we don't know if that's called cooked. And if it's adama, so first of all, it's adama, and second of all, we don't know what the bracha achrayin is, because anything that's from Sheves Aminim, that's adama, no one knows what the bracha achrayin is. Sugar smacks is for sure adama, because it's an individual kernel, it's not soft, it's hard, so it's for sure adama, and therefore the bracha achrayin is, as of this time, not klar. If you don't need the tzeis suda, you make a bar nefashos. Rice cakes is different than kernels of wheat, at least according to the mechaber, because it doesn't need to be soft and it doesn't be nizdabik. So according to the mechaber, for sure it's a mezainis. I'm sorry, it's not even nizdabik. Rice is different. Rice is considered a ma'aseh keder without that. The derech, he says. And the Ramah says it does need to be an ismaich. So the question is, okay, but maybe it's stuck together. It's formed a cake. That qualifies it as the ma'aseh keder. And you make a mezainis. Or others say, no, that doesn't. And therefore it's adam. That's the story.